Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Lisa Larkin to tell us about Durrow Mills, a startup who've created a gut-friendly, nutrient-rich sprouted flour.
Hi, my name is Lisa Larkin. I'm the CEO and founder at Durrow Mills, and we're part of EIT Foods Rising Food Stars, and we're fighting for the future of food because we want to bring sustainable, really high quality food to everyone. Durrow Mills is a unique company. We pride ourselves on innovation. We started to kind of look at why, since the beginning of civilization, bread has always been the staff of life. But in the last few decades, it really has become vilified and seen as just a filler with very little nutritional value. It really kind of was something that came to my interest on why this has developed over the last number of years, when modern processing and everything has brought foods, you know, made them much more easily accessible to everyone and also cheaper. So that started our journey with looking at what we're doing. Bread is a long, slow process. You ferment your bread over a long period of time. However, this is a step that really has become bypassed in the last few years, particularly with the invention of the Chorleywood process in the 1960s. And this allowed additives to be used to bypass the long fermentation step in bread making. And this was the advent of the slice pan. The slice pan was cheap and it allowed people to have it daily. But it's also very poor in nutrients and it's also quite difficult to digest. I started looking at the different processes that you can use to get the same value out of flours as the long fermentation method. And it's a really, really important step when you are using flour, because a lot of flours and grains, they contain phytates, which are naturally occurring. And these phytates prevent the grain germinating until the conditions are right. When the grain germinates, these phytates start to break down and the grain becomes much more digestible. The long fermentation step actually allowed the phytates to be broken down over time. But bypassing this step, it means that the phytates are still in the flour and the bread has become much more difficult to digest. And this, I feel, is the crux of the problem and why so many people maybe aren't celiac, but are saying they had difficulty digesting breads. And really, they've turned to gluten-free products, but in essence, they actually just need good quality bread that's made properly or flour that's been processed properly. The benefits of sprouted flour is, firstly, they're all certified organic, and I've really become to believe in organic since I've started this business. You know, pesticides, and there's a lot of things being sprayed on crops now. And I also like the way that organic ties in with nature and it's a lot more sustainable. The other benefits really are that this flour is ready to use. You don't need to put it through any long fermentation processes, so it's more digestible and it helps for people who have mild sensitivities. Not celiac now, because for the wheats especially, obviously there's still gluten in the wheats, but they just are gentler on your digestive system and would also have slightly more nutrition than ordinary flours due to the sprouting. It's something now that we would like to look at in the future as sprouted flours. I feel that they have a strong prebiotic effect, and I have already been in conversations with university that maybe we could look at a future study, see if this would be something that they would be beneficial for. I think they would be the main benefits that I would say about our flours. So I was accepted onto the EIT Food Rising Food Stars last summer, and I was absolutely delighted because I really wanted to get a sense of what was going on out in Europe in the food scene. So I have found EIT Food's support really good. They kind of really helped us to look at our business and develop how we speak about our business, which is really, really important when you are trying to talk to other companies and customers and get your product across of what you're actually trying to achieve. They also had a lot of connections that I never would have been able to access without being part of EIT Foods program. And I have had a lot of really good conversations with companies in Europe that I never would have had access to otherwise. And there's been a lot of focus on research as well and the opportunities to maybe do some research and collaborate with other companies and universities. So that link has been really beneficial. So definitely, all in all, I would highly recommend the EIT Foods Rising Food Star program. It's a great leap into getting outside your country and seeing what's actually going on around Europe. I would see for Dura Mills for the future, we would like to expand, and we do export currently, but we would really like to expand our export into much more of Europe. We would also like to bring our branded retail products into mainstream shops in Europe as well, and just keep growing our business in terms of getting the knowledge out there about what we're trying to do and the background to it. I really feel that possibly we can have a section now where people go look at free from products like gluten free or dairy free, but they'll also look for products that are sprouted, and that will be a section in itself that people will go to. So just really want to get the word out there that there is options for people. And the good thing about sprouted products is they taste great, so you're not compromising on taste and you're not having to use tons of additives to try and get the product the way it should be. So it's quite natural, which is great. Your health is your wealth. So why compromise on putting poor quality food into your body? When you think of all the money you might spend on medications if you get sick, if you had put that into good quality food in the first place, then you may avoid all of this expensive medications and doctor visits. And I really think it's something that if everyone was to try and put the best quality food they can afford into their body, it would make the world a different place.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on Durrow Mills, head over to durrowmills.com.